Well, we've been discussing it for many weeks, in fact, months, but we're only, days away now from the Tab Everest. As we talk and record this, the podcast preview, it's Thursday, and Paul Joyce is online. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, finally here, the Everest. And I tell you what, the build-up has been enormous, and so it should be. This is an absolutely terrific lineup of sprinters. It's going to be a great race. And I can tell you, even though there's 12 runners, you can almost make a case for any of them. So it really will be one of those races where people will be playing trifectas, first fours, and if you get a collect, it'll be a bit like a Melbourne Cup, I expect. Big dividends, and I think most people will be having a bet.
Yeah, they will be. There's been so much discussion about it, also in the general media, that everyone around Sydney knows that the Tab Everest is on. All right, well, there's a 10-race card, obviously, now with that new Consolation Highway race. So the quaddie starts race 7 at 3:35, and well, there's a few drawn awkward here. I know Gary Moore, Paul, was very keen to get out in front. It'll be interesting. Ball of Muscle is expected to go to Melbourne, so that may help take down just a little bit.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I saw that. Jungle Edge still goes forward, and obviously a takedown presses on. The other one there, the Monster, we know he likes to go forward. And the funny thing is, Ball of Muscle comes out, as you're alluding to. Number 15 goes in Quattronic for Matty Dunn, and he's an absolute speedster. So take one speedy horse out, another one seems to fill its place. They'll go quickly here. And for the first leg of the quaddie, I'm going 12, 14, 3, and 10. I think that's all we need. Number 12 in her time on top, the favourite. She wouldn't have been out of place in the main event this Saturday in the Everest. She won the Premier Stakes, beating English and Clearly Innocent. Now, they're both live chances in the main game. So she's got to be the horse to beat. The only query I've got with her is if that run took too much out of her first up. But she's proven before she can back up. She's a tough mare. She puts herself in a winning spot. And I've got her as the horse to beat. Number 14, Trapeze Artist. He's a tough one to line up because if you just went off his Golden Rose four-length win, you'd say he's probably a good thing here. But he has mixed his form on occasion from his eighth career start. But he's fired over the 1,200. You've got to take that winner on face value. He's got to go into your quaddie, and he's my second pick, number 14. The three impending, he's got a wide gate, but that'll be offset by the abundance of speed in this race. He has performed well first up in the past. He's been trialing strongly for Hughie Bowman, and Hugh's taken the ride on Saturday. So I'm watching impending to be rattling down the outside late and could cause a minor upset. And the other one I'm throwing in is the 10 Washington Heights. He should be four from four this prep. He's three from four and a very unlucky fourth in the spring preview at Rose Hill. Slight test for him, jumping up to weight for age, but you've got a horse that's rock hard fit in terrific form and got barrier one. So I'm 12, 14, 3, and 10 to get us through the opening leg.
Righto, they're the numbers in the Sydney Stakes. Well, what about the Tab Everest? There's been so much discussion about the slots and the horses that have gone into the race. Paul, take us through your speed map.
Yeah, it's an interesting speed map, Andrew, because the mindset of the people in the race is probably slightly different than usual. Obviously, you still want to win the race, but running second's worth 1.4 million as well. So it's just going to be interesting to see how much, you know, how willing some jockeys and connections are to roll the dice and go for the big win here. So look at the speed of the race. We've got Vega Magic drawn out, who loves to lead, but he is coming back 200 metres in distance. So he's got the awkward gate with the speed underneath him. That speed being Deploy, who's drawn at gate 7. Then we've got Red Zell drawn gate 4, and the ultimate speedster, Hootson, in gate 1. So you've got four potential leaders out of a 12-horse field. So I'm assuming they go very quickly here and the pressure's on, which suits just about everyone. So then we have to look at the quaddie, and we don't want to miss out on the second leg. And as I said, you can make a case for all 12 of them, but I've got six of them in the quaddie. They are 3, 5, 9, 1, 10, and 2. I've been a Red Zell fan for weeks, Andrew, as you know, and I'm sticking with him on game day. He can absorb pressure, and I think that's the key with him. We know the pace and pressure will be on here, but he can absorb it. He can then quicken, and I think drawing barrier four just gives Karen McAvoy that option of sitting outside the leader, Hootson. If Hootson happens to be slow away, he can go for the front and lead on his own. But either way, he'll be in the first two or three. He'll get a lovely run in transit. They'll be coming at him late. The 1,200 is probably as far as Red Zell want, but I just think this horse is definitely in career best form. He's proven a Group 1 weight for age winner. and I've got him on top. I think Red Zill's the way to play the race. Number five, Clearly Innocent, got to be the danger. On my map, he's the horse that ends up in the gun position. Huey Bowman stuck solid with this horse. Now, he rode him in the Kingsford Smith Cup up at Eagle Farm, which was a Group 1 weight for age, and he won it. He then stuck with him in the Stradbroke when he drew 15 of 16 and flashed home behind him pending an in-hurt time. And then he stuck with him in the Premier before deciding to ride him in the big one. Now, I'm taking a lot out of what Huey Bowman does because he could have had a pick of a fair few of these, and he's obviously going that way. This horse second up on the back of a fast speed, double figure odds, he's the value runner in the race. The rest of them for the quaddy, the nine English, I just think she's been obviously set for this, but she just loves the 1200 here at Randwick, and she'll be ready to pounce on them late. The one Chautauqua, he's probably been just below his best, but he can still reel off amazing sections, and he'll get the pressure up front here to bring him into the race late. The 10 She Will Reign, you know it's a good race when you've got her fifth pick. She's only lost one race in her life, and that was a Riesling on an absolute bog track. She's a last start Group 1 winner. And the two Vega Magic, the money horse. The money just keeps coming for this bloke despite the tricky draw. I'm not as convinced as those that are taking, that are forcing the price right in, but you've got to respect it. He's a horse obviously coming here in Group 1 winning form as well. So we've got 3, 5, 9, 1, 10 and 2. I hope we got the winner there, Andrew.
Yeah, what a race it is. The Tab Everest. Everyone's got their thoughts, and it's just so positive for Sydney racing. All right, race 9, the Craven Plate. Happy Clapper has a rating of 116, 5 points clear of Sense of Occasion, and sits there on level weights. Pretty hard to beat on that.
Yes, Andrew, you've been listening to these podcasts, haven't you? You've worked it all out now. That's exactly right. And that's what you have to do here. Weight for age race, and Happy Clapper's thrown in at the weights under this scale, so don't let the 59 put you off. If there's a query, it'd be the 2000. He's obviously had four cracks and only run one placing, but that was in a Group 1 Queen Elizabeth, and it was behind Lucia Valentina in the United States. So that's about as good a third in a 2,000-metre race as you could find. He ran sixth in a Cox Plate, and then he backed up into a McKinnon Stakes when he didn't fire. So I'm not that worried about the 2,000. And the way he won the Epsom over a mile, and he's got barrier one, I'm not worried about it. I think he'll run the 2,000 out strongly enough to beat this opposition, and I've anchored him in the quaddy. So number one, Happy Clapper. He's short, but he'll win. He's all we need in the quaddy, Andrew.
All right, confident there with the Clapper, number one. So how do we play the last? Nick Tock has come out. You've got Latin Boy, who's absolutely firing, and a few horses that are either coming off trials or first up in this race.
Yeah, that's right. Latin Boy's got fitness on his side. They're going to run fast pace. We've got a full field over 1,000 around Randwick. So I've gone 8, 3, 6 and 12. I've got number 8 on top, Machine Gun Jubb, too. She's a mare that I've got a lot of time for. She's got great stats over the 1,000. She trialled strongly coming into this. And she ran second last prep in a race where she was beaten by Bonnie O'Reilly. Now, she was beaten in a photo. She gave Bonnie O'Reilly 1.5 kilos in weight. Well, actually, she didn't. She had a claim, but she was basically level weights with Bonnie O'Reilly. She was the only runner that day that got back, and she was near last on the turn and got beaten in a photo. And it was a run where I thought, well, she's going to win a good race one day. And she's just had a spell since. She's only had the one run. She's coming off this trial. She's got the right gait. She's got Hugh Bowman. I'm confident she'll run a huge race in number 8, Machine Gun Jubbs. But she's got to beat Latin Boy, 4 from 4 this prep. Hasn't looked like getting beaten. He's carried 62.5 last start, so he actually comes back 2 kilos. He's a massive chance again. The 6 Ozark, terrific first up behind Diddums in an on-pace race. He made good late ground there, and he's right up to winning this for James Cummings. And we're going to throw in the 12, Rebel Myth. She's drawn wide. She'll get a long way out of her ground, but she's flying this mare this prep, and she loves the 1,000. I just have a sneaky suspicion if they overdo it up front and they're coming down the outside late, we want to have her going in the quaddy. So it's 8, 3, 6 and 12 in the last leg of the quaddy, Andrew. And even though we've seen we've gone wide, because we've left Happy Clapper as our anchor, for $20, we get a touch over 20% of the dividend.
Okay.
So it could be a good result this Saturday.
Well, we know all these promotions that are going on this Saturday regarding the Everest and the like. Check it out at tab.com.au. And obviously, there's plenty of advertisements in the papers and things like that. And maybe the quaddy and these jackpots are the way to go there. All right, so we're playing one out Happy Clapper, but wide in the Tab Everest. But you're very keen on Red Zell. We'll wait and see what the weather does. At the moment, the track is rated good. Will they be forced to water? We'll wait and see on that. You'll get live information on Sky Sports Radio, and Paul will chat again on the radio at 10 o'clock on race morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning, Andrew. In case there's any important scratchings or changes in track conditions, we'll cover all of that, and obviously we'll cover all 10 races as well. So we'll have to be on our game to get through those 10 races in the 25 minutes.
Yeah, we will. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Absolute pleasure. Can't wait. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview from Sky Sports Radio.